is conditional use number 2493, Rennie Hunt. And Mr. Whitehouse, is there a desire to consolidate these for presentation purposes or no?
I think because they're separate tax parcel IDs, perhaps best to keep them separate.
Keep them separate? Okay, then.
This is an ordinance, CU 2493 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for a site development business with office and outdoor storage and parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being Sussex County containing 0.45 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 0.07 mile northeast of Pyle Centre Road, which is Route 20. The 911 address is 35082 Roxana Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 19.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the preliminary site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a deed for the property. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Just to provide some background, if I may, Mr. Chairman, this is a blue filed application, which means it has some constable's history to it, in that this application did come in as a result of a complaint, and our constables investigated, going all the way back to August of 2023. I believe a notice of violation was served, but the applicant did respond to that and did submit an application and has been working with staff subsequently to get the application ready to bring it here today.
Okay, thank you. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Dan Conway on behalf of applicant Rennie Hunt.
And you are an attorney?
Yes, I am, sir.
Are you admitted to the bar in the state of Delaware?
I am, sir.
And your bar number is?
5599.
Good, you were ready.
Just for the record, he asks everybody that hasn't seen in a while their bar ID. He's been doing it for 30 years, and the chairman.
I just did it for the last.
Quite all right. Thank you, Commissioner. Yeah, so we are here before the commission. Mr. Hunt did purchase this property, began using the property for some business purposes, and unintentionally did run afoul of what should have been the conditional use application from day one. He has retained me to help rectify that issue. The parcel of question is for the time being used in support of Mr. Hunt's site development business. Mr. Hunt is a Sussex County resident, native, and has been growing his business here in the county using specifically this parcel primarily for office work. So this parcel houses an office in which two full-time employees work during the day. His other employees that assist with work at various projects that they work on throughout the county will use the property for parking vehicles, for instance, their personal vehicles, so sort of a gathering space where they can then go to the projects as needed. The parcel is also being used for storage of some of the equipment or other vehicles in support of that site development business. Trucks, vans, Bobcats type skids, stuff you would attach to the front of a Bobcat, paving, concrete work, gravel work, vehicle supporting work of that nature. We are asking for the conditional use in order to permit Mr. Hunt to continue operating and growing the business here in the county. And we have submitted proposed conditional use restrictions to the commission, and are happy to take any questions or comments you have on our proposals.
Do we have a copy of those conditions? I didn't remember seeing them in the packet. Maybe I missed them.
Happy to go through those.
Were they in there?
I don't see. But if you could go through them, that would be.
Yes, yes. So proposed conditions in keeping with both the nature of the business and mindful of the surrounding area, that the continued use would be limited to Mr. Hunt's site development business. We are not looking to expand. We're not looking to build any new buildings. We're not looking to bring in any more outside equipment or material. maintain the status quo, if you will. There is a 6-foot-tall existing white privacy fence surrounding the property. That fence is providing a level of both visual and physical separation between this parcel and surrounding parcels, limiting hours of operation to acceptable business hours. We're proposing 7:30 to 6:30. Submitting a final site plan that would finalize or at least mark areas for parking vehicles and other storage. Security lighting would be screened and directed so as not to provide or produce any nuisance or other light onto surrounding properties. And a not that there is one now, but we would like to at least maintain the ability in the future to put up a lighted sign, again within county restrictions, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side. And not that they have at the moment, but we would of course conform with any future DLDOT requirements imposed upon us regarding entrance to the property.
You mentioned 7:30. I'm sorry, Mr. Mears, I'm jumping in. 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Is that just Monday through Friday?
We would request 7 days a week, but we are
7 days a week.
We are open to.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Concerns.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, do you have any questions?
How much equipment's going to be on site, and how many employees there, and how many employees parking to go to the job site? Just to make sure we got enough property here to cover what you were describing.
Yes, so there are 2 full-time employees there during the day. At any given time, we could expect anywhere from 10 to 15 vehicles to be at the property.
Okay, and there's room to accommodate the equipment you described?
Yes, physically, yes.
Okay, that's all I got.
Do you have enough room there for 10 to 15 vehicles?
At a time, yes.
Okay.
Personal vehicles. We're not talking, you know, dump trucks or personal vehicles of employees gathering at this location to then go together to a work site.
All right. And maybe this is for Mr. Hunt. Can somebody explain to me what does site development business mean? What exactly are we trying to do out of this?
Can you introduce yourself first, please?
Oh, and make sure that
good.
Yep.
There you go.
My name is Ronnie Hunt. Just doing site work on new construction, new developments, and then we have a side to build developments, I guess you say, the site work part, and then the residential division too.
Okay. So kind of like a little bit of everything with the different trades. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I noticed when I visited the site that there is a trailer or RV or whatever in the back of it, with electricity provided to that. Are there residents living there?
Nobody's in there. One of my guys put it there because he needed a place to stay for the weekend, and they never pulled it out, so I can remove that any time.
Okay. That's all I have for now.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me, sir.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Mr. Whitehouse, what triggered the complaint?
My understanding is if our constables had visited, that would be in response to a specific complaint.
No, I mean, was it noise, traffic? I mean, any details to that?
The notes just said a report of an illegal business. That's how they classify that type of investigation.
That's fine. Thank you, sir. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, staff, anything? Okay, Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2493, Rennie Hunt? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2493? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any further comments or questions?
No, sir.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.